Okay, so it's really weird, like this app compared to the one on my phone. The one on my phone is kind of like loading, please wait, and then you assume that you're ready to record, and this one just sort of, and then you're recording even if you don't think you're recording. But anyway, so this is just a quick update about the dog, because sometimes it's just easier to do these instead of type out 15 tweets, and I figure that you guys are more appreciative if I don't type out 15 tweets or one very long tweet, which would involve me doing a lot of touch typing or finding my keyboard, which would involve me moving. And right now, I'm just not in the frame of mind to do that. So, the dog is home. He's wearing his little lampshade on his head. And he didn't even have to get drunk to, have them put the lampshade on his head. I think he's okay. I think he's comfortable. There's my clock. Yeah. If you didn't know, we have a cuckoo clock in our house. We actually got it in April of this year. And it does things like that. It goes off every half an hour. It's one of those really old ones where, like, there's weights and you have to wind it every day, and it's actually pretty awesome. That was my parents, I believe, like 40 years ago, and now we have it. They got it fixed up, and now it lives on our wall in our hallway. And right now, I have a love-hate relationship with the clock because I was actually asleep, and then it like scared me. For some reason, I don't even know why it scared me because I'm used to it. But at 10 o'clock, it went off, and I've been asleep for maybe 40 minutes, if that. And it scared me, so now I'm awake. But anyway, I think the dog is comfortable. You just have to wear the cone or the lampshade of shame because one of the masses is by his tail, and so he could easily like move his head there and eat his stitches, which would not be a good thing. I'm not cleaning up that mess. So he has to wear the cone for a few days. And he's also been told. He's also been told that he's not supposed to run. Sorry, I have to turn this off for a second, so hopefully it resumes okay. But he's been told he's not supposed to run. And I laughed really hard when they told me that because, yeah, he likes to chase cats and he likes to yell at golf carts and chase big UPS trucks and buses and things. So who knows? We're gonna try to keep him calm, but we'll see. Right now he's wagging his tail at me. Why are you wagging your tail? Well, I know, but there's no reason to wag your tail. I know. Stop wagging your tail. Hi, buddy. Hi, buddy. Yeah, hi. He's just sitting there wagging his tail. That's actually, that's how I gauge how okay he is by if he wags his tail. And how much he wags his tail. So I think he's gonna be okay. And if you hear people coughing in the background, there is actually Steven coughing in the background. He's actually got some upper respiratory deal, which he refuses to go to see the doctor about. But that's his issue, not mine. I told him he should go, but you know. Anyway, so yeah. We're all just kind of falling apart at the moment. And I'm going to the doctor on Thursday for a second opinion about my ear, which has not been fixed. I don't like to gripe about it too much on Twitter just because I could gripe for hours and many, many tweets about it. But there really hasn't been any change, which is good and bad because it hasn't gone in the opposite direction of recovery, but at the same time, it hasn't gone forward in recovery. Like, if there's anything that can be done for it. So, hopefully, this guy will have some kind of idea that the other one didn't. So, at least I'm getting a second opinion, which is good. The doctor wasn't arrogant enough to say, you know, I'm always right, and since I don't know what's wrong with you, or since my diagnosis is this, you're stuck with it. He's sending me to somebody else who might have another idea as to how to fix it. So yeah, dog is fine. He's home, laying on the bed right now. And I actually, like, gonna go get something to drink, but I don't want him to get up. Because it was a challenge getting him to come up on the bed with his cone. He was kind of freaked out by that, I think, but that's okay. He made it. Bad boy. So yeah, that's all I've got for you at the moment. I hope everybody has a good Tuesday or whatever day it is when you listen to this. And I'll post again, you know, sometime or other.